This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. PN.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
So it's time for your Unicorn Cash Code here at the 9 o'clock hour on the Jeff Calkins Show. Text MENU, M-E-N-U, text MENU, M-E-N-U, M-E-N-U to 72881 here in the next hour, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text MENU, M-E-N-U, M-E-N-U to 72881. Data message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show. At 10 o'clock, when I will give you another Unicorn Cash Code. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Make sure you're listening right here to 92.9 FM ESPN for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not getting no interview. I know. I'm good. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you better.
Friday, or as we like to call it here on 92.9 FM ESPN, Precious Achiuwa Day. Do you know how to spell Achiuwa?
A-C-H-I-U-W-A.
Look
Achiuwa.
At you. You didn't even you didn't even need derivation. You didn't need to ask me how to use it in a sentence. You didn't nothing. You just nailed that sucker. Were you ever in
it? It's almost like I've been typing it a lot.
Were you ever in a spelling bee?
I was. The speller in my family is my middle brother, Blair. Blair actually competed in the Shelby County spelling bee. He won the spelling bee at PDS and MUS once upon a time.
Today on the show, we will be joined. It's funny how it's worked out. It's beautiful how it's worked out. Like each day, the day after after the Grizzlies get the number two pick, who do we got? We got Dan Devine and we got Chris Harrington, right? The day after the Daily Memphian breaks the news about your new show with Mark Giannato, who do we have but the man himself who broke it, Jonah Jordan? And today on what I like to call Precious Achiuwa Day, who do we have but Jason Smith? Works out perfectly. Plus, of course, we will have Chris Harrington as well, and we do have other things to talk about, but the expectation is, and when I say that, I mean John Martin has reported the and honestly, like he's been dead solid perfect on these, and he wrote for The Athletic that he expects Precious Achiuwa to commit today, and he expects it to be, I think the word was, stunned if it's not Memphis. Basketball, the single greatest recruiting class in the history of Memphis basketball. Hell, the way that John is doing this, the way that John is so locked in on this, they'll probably like commit on their show, or at least at, like at 11 o'clock. Like that, you can. Precious Achiuwa will, as John reported over at The Athletic, will make his decision today. He put in a few caveats, like you never know, things can be pushed back, whatever, and that I'll be stunned if it's not to the university. Are there any songs, by the way? We usually do musical accompaniment. Are there any? There cannot be a song with the word precious in it.
This is all I got. Deep cut from the Pretenders.
You know that's not true.
I like the way you cross the street, cause you're
precious.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was all I could think of.
There's one more from my era.
Okay.
As this plays, go to your magical machine and put in the words precious and few. That would be a song by Climax from 1972.
Phrasing?
That's the name of the band. Spelled as it sounds, precious and few, 1972. Okay, here's this precious song. Pretty good, actually. I mean, pretty upbeat.
I mean, it sounds very Pretendersy. It's almost like the Pretenders. It's almost like it's their song.
Okay. You found Precious and Few?
I found Precious and Few, Jeff. Come on,
right,
please.
Let's go to Precious and Few.
Let's go to Precious and Few, and here we go.
This is a quintessential 1972 song.
God, these outfits.
Shh, 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 shh. Precious and Few. While you're doing that, look up Your Precious Love. I know the words to this song. You can't find my way back home.
Nailed it.
It just wouldn't be fair.
By the way.
Precious and few.
I've been overtaken by precious love.
It is funny. This is 1972. And the words, like from then, just they are the words that stick in your head. This is 82, 92, 2002, 2012. This is from 47 years ago.
And it doesn't sound a day older than 46.
And the words, like, just pop. Because I was 11. Can't find my way. Be fair. Cause precious and few are the moments we two can share. What's he wearing?
Here's the
little bod, that little thing, you know, like the guys have.
They call it the bridge, Jeff.
Bridge, thank you. Here's the bridge.
Wait, what song did we say we're going to write where you write the lyrics?
Your Precious Love. Your Precious Love. We're going to work on Penny and the Jets.
That's
but
right.
Your Precious Love. Penny. As our last precious song. Our last precious song is going to be Your Precious Love.
From the great Linda Jones?
I got no idea. It was just texted to me. Your Precious Love. Here we go.
And you know, every day cannot be Sunday. Every smile is not a smile.
Who's this by?
This is Linda Jones singing Jerry Butler's hit.
I'd like to dedicate this song to all your lovers.
Well, we got my Joe Jerry Butler.
Because maybe you have a lover that's far, far away. Maybe he's
Miss Jones
the street,
is,
or maybe
was
she's
first.
Just in another town. You know, I can imagine when you're all alone.
It's from Jarvis.
Why don't you get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil and sit down?
It's from Jarvis.
And Lord have mercy, decide to write.
Jarvis texted
Knowing
us this.
All the time that this letter that you write.
And I'm we're going to get to the word precious soon, I'm sure. Anyway,
let me tell you something.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but Precious Achiuwa is going to commit to the University of Memphis today. And I'm just going to go ahead and assume it's like on the... Wait, shh. Where's the pressure? And I'm going to assume it's during the Jason and John show. Because that's how, like, they got this thing such on such lock. There it is. There it is.
You know something, ladies and gentlemen, you can even water spar. Just telling him or her that you try to swim the deepest sea.
I think,
but I think if you all would sit back.
Is she going to start singing at some
point? Put your mind at rest and listen to me.
Here we go.
I think I can give you a better understanding.
Here we go.
Of what I'm trying to say.
I bet she doesn't leave anything in the tank.
Oh, but she's can. You think she can let it rip?
I think so. Yep, I was pretty confident in that one.
I think we got a winner. Jarvis, thanks. Even better than Precious and Few by Climax.
He looked like Todd. Like, he looked like, I don't know who came out first, Climax or Todd Rundgren. But it looked like they basically said, like, go get me Todd Rundgren. And then, like, that was, like, what the – like, a guy had, like, almost the exact same look, but not as good.
We spanned the different genres there, you'd say, didn't we? Anyway, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but it appears that Precious Chu is going to commit today, and it appears that it's going to be to the University of Memphis, at least according to my man John Martin over at The Athletic, and also, of course, from 11 till 2. And so I ask you, in the view of this, I actually have, how long, it's been too long since we've done a poll.
I think it's almost, some might say it's been weeks.
We were on a poll streak.
We were
on a poll streak, and the streak got broken, and now we have no poll. And I actually have two separate polls today.
Okay.
One poll has to do with,
move over, Gold Club.
One poll has to do, because it is the Friday of Barbecue Fest.
Indeed, sir.
One poll has to
shout out to Sweet Cheeks, by the way.
With, what's that mean?
That's my team.
Oh, that's your team. You were down there last night.
I was. My phone didn't work, and I came back with 20-something text messages.
By the way, Jared Boyd is the Daily Memphian, who's covering this stuff.
Yes.
And he tweeted out a very sad, 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 sad tweet. It said, 2 days at Barbecue Fest, and I've eaten a grand total of 2 Polish sausages. No one has offered me any damn barbecue.
Well, then come to Sweet Cheeks. We'll,
to
we'll feed
him. To my friends who've said, ooh, that sounds fun, bet you're eating so much. Find him on Twitter, Jared Boyd, and invite him to your tent. This is unacceptable that he's not had any barbecue. He's had 2 Polar sausages. It does highlight a larger problem with Barbecue Fest. That's just true. It's the biggest inside party in Memphis. You have to know someone in order to, like, first day that we, this is just true. First year I went to Barbecue Fest, I'm from out of town, whatever. First year there, my ex and I go down to Barbecue Fest,
yeah,
wander around and look at everybody else having fun. It's preposterousness. Like, anyway. So,
I would argue it's the greatest people-watching event of the year.
Yeah, but you need a home. That's true if you have a place.
And
if you don't have a place, it doesn't – you just feel dislocated. I'm because I've done both now. Now I'm invited to tents, and I know how fun that is. And I'm also
– not to brag.
And I'm also – no, well, I mean, occasionally people take pity on me. Let's be honest. And then occasionally I am, but before I was dislocated, wandering around. Like, what are you people doing? You're all having fun. But anyway, so I have two different polls today. Ready? One, because it is the Friday of Barbecue Fest, what is the best form of barbecue? And the question is, what will we put in this poll? Pulled pork, clearly, right? Pulled, right? Pulled shoulder. What would we call it? Pulled.
Pulled pork's fine.
Pulled pork. One is pulled pork. Two is ribs. That's clear, right?
Those are free spaces.
I don't think we're going to go like whole pig. That's not something that people really do much, right?
I would say that's a fair thing to say.
So I think barbecue nachos in Memphis become, don't you think they're the number three in terms of the most consumed? If we're just going,
yes,
what's the most popular, we'll go one pulled pork. Do we have to differentiate between the pulled pork plate and the pulled pork sandwich?
I don't think so. I think pulled
pork. Pulled pork's pulled pork. Okay. So pulled pork. Two is ribs. Three is barbecue nachos. And then four, it could either be, among the contenders, could be barbecue pizza. Barbecue spaghetti. Aren't those the two? We have to
choose
between?
I would say... What are we going to treat chopped barbecue?
Oh, chopped. You want to say chopped instead of barbecue pizza?
I personally would say chopped
Does
over pizza, but
say,
I'm also, but some, I'm also not like a...
I think chopped is so freaking inferior, but that's fine. It is more of a, Okay, fine. One pulled, two chopped, three ribs, four barbecue nachos. The other two are more specialty things, right? Don't you?
Correct.
The pizza,
like,
and the they're
like
just
pizza. Like they're like
it's a pizza. The main thing is it's a pizza. Okay, so that's fine. Pulled one, chopped two, three ribs, four
nachos.
Will be nachos. And what is going to be the winner?
I think it's going to be ribs, personally. It's either going to be ribs or pulled pork.
I think it's going to be pulled pork. It could have an upset barbecue nachos. Chopped is going to be fourth.
Agreed.
Chopped is wildly inferior. Wildly inferior. You've got none of the texture that comes with pulled pork. So it's going to be fourth. But which would you vote for? Ribs?
Ribs.
I think ribs are the most delicious.
Agreed.
I'd probably go ribs.
I mean, I don't want to insult the good name of pulled pork.
I like three of those four.
Correct.
I chopped for perfectly fine, but if I get chopped, I just think it's the wrong order. Like it's not as good.
Yeah, but if somebody hands me chopped pork from Tops, I'm not going to sit there and go, how dare you?
Okay, if there's a buffet in front of you and you've got, walking through a buffet and
correct,
you've got pulled ribs, chopped, and nachos.
Let me hang on.
And let's say chicken as well, okay?
Oh,
and you're walking through with your plate. What are you putting on the plate?
All of them.
Are you? You're putting some of the chopped on there, too?
The sampler, Jeff.
I would not put any of the chopped on there. And
it's just to be respectful.
You'd put the sausage and cheese on there, too?
Of course.
How about beans and slaw? Would you put that on the plate as well?
Of course.
Okay, good. And a roll of some type, right? Anyway, so that's poll number one.
One roll.
The more pertinent poll, because it is precious to chew a day, is the following. Which will prove to be bigger for sports? Which will prove to be bigger, the bigger event for sports in Memphis? One, getting James Wiseman. Two, getting the number two pick. Which will be bigger for sports in Memphis? Which will ultimately be bigger for sports in Memphis? Let's do that. Because I want the long view.
Which will ultimately
be bigger for sports in Memphis?
Oh, we got a problem.
What?
We left out brisket.
It's fine. It's done. It's done. It's done, right? You published it?
Yep. That ship sailed.
That ship has sailed. Is that? I don't even know the brisket's really barbecue. Is it really barbecue? I think it's its own category, honestly. I'm not... That ship has sailed.
All right, sorry. Which will ultimately
Which will ultimately be bigger for sports in Memphis? One, getting James Wiseman. Two, getting the number two pick. And here we go. Here goes I've now retweeted the barbecue contest, the barbecue one. I have now voted in it myself. Ribs is off to an early lead, 44%, pulled pork, 39%, barbecue nachos, 17%, and so far chopped pork, 0. That has been tweeted out. Jeffrey has tweeted it out. He's at jwright929, and I am at Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, underscore Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Although I'm thinking of changing it to buy Jeff Calkins. How do you like that? Can I do that?
I like that.
I hate underscores.
Now, the problem is if you change your title, you're going to have to re-go through the blue check mark process.
Is that true?
That's my understanding, at least.
Is it a process?
For you, I don't think it'll be difficult because of the Daily Memphian, probably the social network team will know how to do that immediately.
Okay. Then which will ultimately be bigger event for the sports in Memphis? Getting James Wiseman, getting number two pick, that has also been tweeted out. What's the correct answer, and what is your answer?
The correct answer is the number two pick, because it's realistic that pick will last for 8 years.
I think this is a very close call, and I think it's a close call because getting James Wiseman set up everything. It's not just about James Wiseman.
For sure.
And so if the argument in favor of Ja Morant and the number two pick is that it has changed the trajectory of the franchise for the next 10 years, right?
Correct.
And that is that that could be true. I think the argument for James Wiseman is that he has changed Memphis basketball for what could be the next 10 years. Because of James Wiseman, everything else has fallen into place. More recruits will come, and they legitimately could win a national championship.
And then I would argue that Penny has.
Well, yes, but if Penny didn't get James Wiseman, none of the other stuff would have happened.
Sounds like you're a doubter of Penny Hardaway.
I don't believe. No, I think James Wiseman was the key to it. I'm not. Or Mike Miller, by the way, who's been particularly in the spring recruitments, has been absolutely critical to what has happened. But, and then here's the other thing. I think there's zero chance that James Wiseman is a bust. Zero. Don't you believe that?
In terms of next year's performance?
Yes.
Yes, I would agree.
And I think there's zero chance that these players who are all flooding in here are a bust. Like, collectively, that all of them, right?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, some will end up being better than others.
I think you have to factor into this. There is some chance that Ja Morant will be, let's say that's who they pick, will be Lonzo Ball.
Don't make me turn off your mic.
Well, no. You give a guy a radio show and he takes a mile. Right.
I'm not here for this hatred.
There's some chance. There is at least some chance that he will not be a superstar. I don't think this is obvious at all. Now, I will tell you, I know which
one. My finger's very itchy right now.
I will tell you, I know which one will win.
I think it's going to be Wiseman.
Wiseman's going to win,
yeah.
And going away. Wiseman's going to win going away, and that is, I don't think, appropriate either. I don't think Wiseman should win going away. I think this is very close. If it had been Zion should have won going away, right?
Yes.
If it was Zion versus Wiseman, Zion wins.
Because he should
have won. That would have been clear to me. But if it's Ja Morant, it becomes more interesting, and I think Wiseman will win, but I think it's a very close call.
So currently, with 50 votes tallied, with 51% of the vote, getting James Wiseman leads the getting the number two pick.
But with how many, what percent of the vote?
51-49 right now.
Oh, my God, it's close.
Correct.
You think it's going to be close?
I think it's going to be close.
I think it should be close.
If I think
close,
you're underestimating.
I think you people are doing it right. I think, listen, if Ja Morant turns out to be, let's say, Damian Lillard, right? Let's say Damian Lillard.
Yes.
That changes this franchise, which was in they were both in the doldrums. Pre-James Wiseman, the Tigers were in the doldrums, and number two pick, the Grizzlies were in the doldrums. And let's be honest, NBA basketball is bigger than college basketball.
Yes, not even
in terms of the city of Memphis, and it's not even close. NBA basketball is bigger. So if he can, and honestly, like with all, I hate to even mention this because I don't believe the Grizzlies are going to move, but they could move, whereas the Tigers can't move.
Correct.
So being compelling and relevant and therefore commercially viable in the city has a huge impact on the city. I think this is an incredibly close call. Have you cast your vote?
I'm not allowed to vote because I'm the poll master.
Oh, is that really true?
Yes.
I voted.
Right. You can vote if you retweeted even.
No, but I didn't vote. I have not voted.
Okay.
I'm
not allowed. It's the ways of the world.
Let me see here. Did I retweet it yet?
You may not have retweeted that one. I think you retweeted the first one.
Okay, now I've retweeted this one. And I will... I think I am going to vote for getting the two pick. But I think it's really close. And it's not because of James Wiseman himself. He will only be here a year. It's because here on Precious Achiuwa Day...
Mm-hmm.
Because of James Wiseman, could you have gotten DJ Jeffries maybe without James Wiseman? I don't know.
Yes, I think so.
But would you have gotten any of these guys this spring without James Wiseman?
You would not have gotten Lester Quinones, most likely.
You would
likely
not have gotten Quinones, and you would have not have gotten Precious, and I believe
Boogie.
They're going to get Precious.
And you probably would not have gotten Boogie either.
And you would not have gotten Boogie. Like, you would have not gotten those three guys, and that changes, I don't just think for this coming year, but for the next year, and then if you prove that you can be effective with them, it changes it for the next year and the next year and the next year. It creates a whole new era of Memphis Tiger basketball. and with, I think, very little
potentially,
very little,
but I've also
that it's
seen
not going to work.
Like, for instance, Robert Kimdichie didn't publicly commit to Ole Miss early, but it was well known that that's where he was going. So without Robert Kimdichie, they wouldn't have gotten Laquon Treadwell, and they wouldn't have gotten Laramie Tunsil. They wouldn't have gotten the signing class they did. The problem is, like,
well, and that was a huge era for Ole Miss. The problem was is they got caught cheating.
No, the bigger problem is they didn't build on it. And their head coach tweeted at the
NCAA.
Well,
partly didn't they not build on it. They had a hard time building on it because they were under investigation for 5 years.
That's not true. Hughes' highest-rated signing class came through the peak of the investigation in 2016. The problem was he would rather go get another four-star.
You don't think Penny's going to keep building on this?
No, I'm saying that's the part of – that's this one class isn't – a guaranteed, like, for instance, if you win a Grammy.
But if you don't, this class does tip off, getting this basketball, it tips off a new era. And I think
completely
if you are
agree
now
on
the
that.
If you're the next wave of recruits, you look at Memphis as a place, and if these guys go, if James Wiseman goes 1 in the draft, and if Precious goes 9 in the draft, you now look at Memphis as a place where you can go and go 1 in the draft or 9 in the draft. And so therefore it creates a new era.
Correct, and there's no question that is a monumental aspect of it, but you have to keep it rolling. And so my point is, Wiseman is not the key there. It's Penny and the staff.
Well, Penny got you Wiseman.
Correct.
So that is absolutely true. Okay, over on Twitter, Nick says, one-year player, a possible multi-year All-Star. That's easy. In terms of the impact that the player will have himself on the franchise, just the player?
Sure.
The actual play? That one, John Morant, easily, right?
Oh, I mean, you got to expect next year he's going to play on average 30 to 35 minutes.
And he will be here for 10 years.
Exactly.
Possible multi-year All-Star versus 1 year. And you know James Wiseman 1 year. To be clear, my argument that it should be close is not based on their impact on the court. Because there, I think it's obvious that if John Morant is really what we think he is, much bigger impact on the city of Memphis for a much longer period. That's not close. The argument would be... The argument would be that it is help for forever. Here's some more. Mayor of Nutbush. Here's the thing, Jeff. The number two pick is only help 2 years off. James wins national championship, his top three pick. He'll never be forgotten. And we'll shadow whatever the Grizzlies do until they go deep in the playoff run. Yes, it clearly, if they win a national championship, that wins, right? That would never be forgotten. If James Wiseman gets you a national championship, it almost doesn't matter what that would be true. I mean, it almost doesn't matter what John Morant does at that point. That would be the biggest thing in sports that has happened to the University of Memphis. Scotty, the number two pick overall has a longer lasting effect. 1 year players are a momentary blip and mostly ultimate letdown because Memphis isn't winning a championship next year and half the fan base has already gone overboard. Jeffrey, how long will Penny be there? If 10 years, then Wiseman. Otherwise, Ja. Thomas, the odds say Wiseman do the recruiting momentum. Two pick is no guarantee of success. There's others. So this is pretty well split. You can vote. We will go at Jeff Calkins, GEOFF _ Calkins, or Jeffrey is...
At JWright929 ESPN.
JWright929 ESPN. If you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, your floors slink or slope a little bit, you can have a foundation problem. Or if water is pouring into your house, or your basement, or you can have a problem there too. And Redeemers Group are the folks to call. It's a local company serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade and offers complete and permanent solutions at an affordable price. Foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling. They do all that. They'll send an expert to your home free of charge. And if you have a problem, mention my name, Jeff Calkins, and you will get an additional $50 off. Simply no reason to call because the consultation, the expert analysis is free. 541-8765 on the web, redeemergroup.com. We will put this question, or both of these questions, to Jason Smith when we return. What is the better form of barbecue? That poll is out there. We're doing a double poll today, and it is, and also, which will have the larger impact over the long haul on the city of Memphis, the commitment of James Wiseman or getting the number two pick? It's Jeff Calkins Show back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
starting Monday at 2 p.m. It's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphicity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphicity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but 5-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too.
Want to treat your car right? He's Frampol! Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
We started Allegiant with a simple goal. So the one person who couldn't travel could. 80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same. Save when you book flights, rental cars, and hotels together only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Phoenix Mesa one way for as low as $80. Must be purchased by May 29, 2019 for travel between June 10, 2019 and August 12, 2019. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Flo here with a really weird word. Buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter. It's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I'm Sarah Wallace, General Manager at Magnolia Bakery.
Every cake has the backstory of who you're giving this cake to. It's happy birthday, Jessica, or happy sweet 16, Amy, and wanting Amy to have the best sweet 16 that she could ever have. I'm working for a sweeter world, one treat at a time.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
Sleepy Seas Magic Furniture by Michael Zellner. Where you can save 80%, 50 to 80% off every single day of the week. Seriously, think about that. Why would you walk into a mattress or furniture store that is not Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner? Plus, if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, it is an additional 10% off. So you just walk in there and you go ahead and pick it out. And then when you're walking up to the register, and they're totally unsuspecting, you say, Jeff Calkins, and they give you an initial 10% off. It's beautiful. They are, they've been named the best mattress store in Memphis for four straight years, 15, 16, 17, and 18. They got all the best stuff, Serta, iComfort, Simmons, Beauty Rest. They got a whole showroom full of furniture. They got a make-your-own pillow, stand. Seriously, go say hello. Sleepy Z's, 2790 Kirby Winton Road, the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call, 692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. You never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Joined now by Jason Smith from Jason and John here on what we are calling Precious Chua Day. Before we get to that, I do want to add, you have to weigh on these two polls. In fact, you have to vote. I want you to call these up. First is the barbecue poll. We've been short on polls lately, and so we decided to double up today. The first is the barbecue poll, and it is, what is the best form of barbecue? Pulled pork, chopped pork, ribs, or barbecue nachos? Jeffrey, what's the current voting? Is Jason in a position to tilt the voting?
So which poll do you want first?
The barbecue one.
Okay, the barbecue poll first is, let me pull up someone who's upset that we didn't include brisket.
Is someone upset?
Oh, God, a lot of people are upset. Here we go.
We apologize for the omission of brisket.
Okay.
On behalf of brisket, Jeff Calkins show apologizes. That was a mistake. But we can't launch the poll again, can we? With brisket? A corrected poll?
I mean, I can launch a new poll, but not the...
But then all the old votes don't count.
Correct.
Yeah, sorry, that ship has sailed. Go ahead. These polls aren't perfect.
We got a neck-and-neck battle, Jeff.
We do. I'm looking at it.
With 38% of the vote currently right now leading... What is the best form of barbecue? Pulled pork.
Pulled pork is winning.
38%. Ribs at 37%.
Wow.
Barbecue nachos at 19% and chopped at 6%.
If we had had brisket in there, how would that have impacted it?
I think you'd see.
Would it still be fourth, or would it be ahead of barbecue nachos? It would not be one of the first or second.
No, I think it'd still be behind pulled pork.
It would have been a strong third party candidate, though.
It would have taken away from barbecue nachos.
I agree with that.
Okay, so we're very close. Pulled pork is winning. Jason?
Charles Rayfield told me to go pull pork every time. You know what I'm talking about? And that man knows too.
He told you pull pork every time.
We were having a fine lunch at the Germantown Commissary.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, don't you ever get it chopped, Jason. You get your big pieces, your good, your
I agree
best
with that
pieces
completely.
When you get it
but
pulled.
But that's not compared to ribs, though. That's different. You never get it chopped is slaw. Like, it's ridiculous.
I don't need to go too far into the ribs thing. You guys know I do boneless wings. Because
right, because you don't like the bone.
I don't like the mess.
I so, see.
Same thing with ribs. Like, I'll have a good rib, good dry
thing
rib.
With, same
I like
thing with
that.
Nachos. Nachos too messy, too?
Yeah. I'll do some nachos now. But not my favorite.
You're going pulled pork. You're going pulled pork.
Oh, yeah, all day long. And then brisket's high on my list as well.
All right. Then the second poll we have up is, because this is Precious Chua Day, it's not just – that's what people aren't understanding. This isn't just about James Wiseman. The question is, which will have the bigger impact on the city of Memphis long-term, James Wiseman, on sports in the city of Memphis long-term, getting the number two pick or getting – James Wiseman. What's our current voting there, Jeffrey?
With 420 votes tallied thus far, getting James Wiseman leads with 53% of the vote over 47% of getting the number two pick.
I'm a little surprised by that one.
You're surprised that it's that close, or you're surprised that it's that James is winning?
No, I actually thought it'd be getting the two pick. That's what I picked, believe it or not.
Really?
As much of a Tiger show as
Tiger guy as you as
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, former Tiger.
Why do you say the two pick?
Because, look, I know we can tie this all, the entire recruiting class to James. You wouldn't have got, and that is all true. But when James goes one and done, and if the Memphis Grizzlies don't select him, you will have he'll be a Memphian that went to the NBA, but then he's just in the NBA. You keep up with him. You're right. A fan of him. But then he just becomes, and I guess if you want to say, okay, Penny does this for year after year after year, and you put it all on James and say that's
yes,
where to start with.
That's the only yes. argument. But, in terms of play on the court, it's not close.
Right.
Impact on the court, Ja Morant, the risk with Ja Morant is he could bust. You don't.
I think the bust factors with him.
He could bust. But if he's a star, he has a bigger, much bigger impact over 10 years
Agreed.
Than James does over one.
Agreed.
The only argument on favor James is James was the key to everything someone even on Twitter says James was the key to Penny getting the job in the first place. But James was very – don't you believe if they had missed on James?
Well, I like that. That's a good point in terms of why Penny wasn't ready the first time. And you can't just say, okay, he's you should have put him there before Tubby because he wasn't ready for that. Then he doesn't develop the relationship with James, and that part of that doesn't happen. You don't get the –
if they had missed on James, how many of these guys would have come?
Oh, that's a fine question. You don't have this national pull that you've got. You don't have Precious. I imagine you don't have Lester. You don't have Rajon if he decides to stay out of the NBA.
You don't have Boogie.
You might
still get DJ.
You might still have Boogie just because of the relate. You know,
with Mike.
I mean, they're pretty. You know, yeah.
Could you still get well? And then Kanonis is Mike, and so is Precious.
You might at that time. You know, maybe it's trending. You know, for Mike.
I guess that's the question. How much of this class do you tie?
You figure you can salvage some of it. You know, Penny. The one thing about it is Penny was going to lock up Memphis either way. You know what I'm saying? And sure, James Wiseman wouldn't be a part of that, but you figure he'd have put the pressure on DJ Jeffries. That would have become the top priority. He'd still have Ball and all that.
My only argument.
Love James Wiseman to death. I just think Jaws, in terms of what it can do for this city in long term, and you keep him, and it just so happened he has a good time, you re-sign him after his rookie deal.
And save a franchise that was, let's be honest.
He can be the face of the Grizzlies.
It was sinking. This franchise was sinking.
Absolutely. Penny Hardaway is the face of the Tigers. Ja Morant can be the face of the Grizzlies. That's what I'm saying. James Wiseman, for this one year, you can
totally
say, but it's Penny.
Right,
we get it.
People perceive the next. But the point about James
getting the job, that's all true. All true.
The only argument for me with James is that without James, here would be the argument for James. You get James, the rest of the recruiting class falls into place, and even though he's gone after a year, he's created the momentum that carries into the next 5 years, which could very well include a national championship.
It's a fair argument. They could win one next year. I could totally just change everything. And like you said,
Ja could be Lonzo Ball.
I hope he's better than that. I think he will be. The athleticism itself. That's the part that Ball lacks.
That's true. Yes, he is much more.
It's so painfully obvious when he's playing. I mean, it just stands out like a sword. Ja won't be missing that. I'd lean Ja, but look, you got a chance to win a national championship next season. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you don't. If what goes down, what we all think is gonna happen today, happens today.
Let's look.
I mean, it's crazy around here. This stuff about being the best spring ever, it is real. And today will really be the cherry on top. It'll be the thing that sort of cements it.
Okay, we'll get to today in 2 seconds. Chris Hui says, can we include barbecue spaghetti? We thought about that. We tried to get barbecue pizza and barbecue spaghetti in there, but we decided those are specialty dishes that we only have four. We only had four. We apologize for the omission of brisket. Hani says it has to be Wiseman. As you detailed on Gary's show, Lakers have gotten the two or three number two picks in the past few years and still stink. Mm. It's just not guaranteed. Cedric Wilson, look at that, says Penny's momentum started the day he was hired. The decommits are important as the commits. History tell us the Grizzlies will pick wrong. B.J. Campbell. I don't believe in history. I don't believe in that history. The fact that the Grizzlies have picked, they picked right last year.
Telling y'all that all season long.
Yeah.
Just throw it's time.
Throw that
for
out. Throw that out.
Lady
Morgan John Fox, definitely
did.
Wiseman. Honestly, I think Wiseman got Penny the job just the way as much as the other way around. That's huge.
Let's not just say that just because he had Wiseman is the reason.
No, there's more than that.
It was always going to happen, but it definitely helped.
A Memphis guy says it's Wiseman easy because more will come and coaches can't recruit against Penny. Michael Leeske says the fact that brisket isn't even on here, ridiculous. That's true. Sorry, Michael.
We've admitted that.
We make it by mistake. Okay, on to today. I have a question. Do you control recruiting? I know you have a crystal ball for recruiting. My now question is, because I'm fully expecting this probably will happen like on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Precious is going to – just the way that you guys are locked in,
mm-hmm.
I am 100% convinced that not only at this point do you know what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but by your minds, you control what's going to happen. And I would wager a good order of brisket – that sometime between 11 and 2, Precious Achiuwa is going to commit to the University of Memphis just because of this way as it played out.
Oh, Jeff, you're giving me chills. If that happens,
sometime between 11 to 2, Precious Achiuwa is going to commit.
Well, I'm not even going to do that. Let's give credit where credit is fully due, and that would be to the young man that works across from me. Now, he's not here right now, but I imagine he's listening. I imagine a nice little, you know, that grin is coming up because today.
He's been saying precious, precious, precious.
Jeff, if this goes down, and then if you put that cherry on top, that icing on the cake on our show.
That's what I'm predicting.
Let's be real. What he will have predicted and written, what we've sort of referred to on our show as the script, will have been epic. When will we have seen this, Jeff? Where it was sort of only, mapped out.
Only never.
And listen, part of me is you know, a little tongue-in-cheek. It's my partner. I'm giving him a look. But it's a fantastic reporting job by him. You also have to say, what a credit to the staff, to Tony Madlock, who, look, is, you know, Rajon Tucker, he helped with that. He helped get Rajon. Mike Miller, I mean, it's been phenomenal. Penny Hardaway. To have a plan, you're Memphis. You're going up against Duke and Kansas and Kentucky for some of these folks.
You're in the
America. And to have the same guys. Yes.
You do realize how hard it is to get to East Carolina?
I do. I'm one of the ones that does.
You play at
like a two-gate airport.
You play at East Carolina. You play at Tulane.
But that's what
you
you have the same guys on your board as Duke and Kansas and all of them do. You map it out, and it's one thing to map it out, and it's another thing to go get it done. So what, about 8 weeks ago? It's been about 2 months where this plan was sort of mapped out. John tells you, hold on Trenton, guys, because I think there might be a two-for-one thing happening. You know, and sure, they'd been
that
on.
That is what he said.
You
know,
they'd been in and out on Lester, you know, at the time. But, that was when they went back in. And they realized at that point, you know what, as much as we love Trenton, we've got this deep relationship Mike does going all the way back to when Trenton was a kid.
Right.
There's a chance here to get a player that's ranked higher than Trenton, and in the process also address the need of shooting.
We,
and size, Jeff, in the backcourt. 6'5 guard and Lester Quinones. They want to play together. You see the strategy. You see the move. Then they executed. And so, again, a fantastic job of executing the plan against the biggest of the big in college basketball. That doesn't happen much around here. How long is this going to go on?
This is never
And then you had the job of reporting it, which is I have to give I don't care how you feel about John Martin. We've not seen it laid out like this, reported like this. And if it all goes down, we've said it'll be part 4 for 4. The script is complete. And, man.
Okay,
the greatest spring in Memphis hoops history.
So the starting lineup is Boogie.
Yes.
Lester.
Tyler. Tyler to start the season, I'm telling you.
Okay. Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Boogie. Tyler, Boogie, Rajon.
Correct.
Precious, and Wiseman.
You got it. That's what I see.
Coming off the bench. And is Tyler starting because experience?
I imagine, yes. And
start,
I imagine he holds off Lester in the preseason. Now, that's what I'm telling you. And
right.
Because of your coming back is what?
Tyler's a good player.
Well, look, he broke the freshman record for threes. It was over 70 of them. I know. The first thing I always get, he shot such a bad percentage. 31% is what DeJuan Wagner shot the year he set the record. So you need that to go up, certainly. I suspect it will go up
because he's going to get different shots.
It's going to be better shots.
Oh, so much better shots.
Wide open shots.
So you're going to get better.
That's his calling card. That's why he'll be on the floor. I think he holds off Lester in the preseason.
Okay, so you got Boogie. Oh, my God.
I think Penny sees Ray. I know people have got Rajon Tucker at the two. I think Penny sees him as a three, guys. And that'll be a battle there with DJ Jeffries.
He's a three. James, God, this is really.
Jeff, they're loaded.
And then you've got Precious just like. Mr. Energy crushing it at the four.
How are you going to stop them inside the three-point line with
outside.
Precious and James Wiseman? Then they got like Lance
then,
Thomas, guys that you were like
okay,
could
so
have depended
bench,
on last year will be
off,
like reserve
coming
guys.
Off the bench, A-Lo,
yes.
Quinones, DJ, Lance Thomas,
Isaiah Maurice,
Damian Baugh.
Yeah, I've got him in the mix of the one. We'll see what happens.
Literally.
Somebody's got a red shirt. I figure.
Which
I'm
is
not saying
which
Damian
is better,
will.
Last year's starters or A-Lo, Lester,
DJ,
Lance, and Isaiah Maurice. Isaiah Maurice was one of last year's starters, and that's kind of the weak link on this year's starters. Lance is better. That's an upgrade, right?
I would say so.
Probably.
He's going to be, but again,
Quinones is better. Now you'd be missing. Obviously, you're missing your best player. You're missing
Jeremiah
off
the
that
one.
Team.
That's
that
the
makes
one.
The difference.
And with the run he had too, it's like
right.
You know where everything was on
that'd
him.
Be close.
And he's averaging 30.
That'd be close.
Be close.
And now we're not including Damian Baugh.
They give him a run.
Literally, that team won. How many games did they win in the end? 22. What'd they win? What'd they win in the
23?
End?
20, yeah. Yeah, the NIT threw me off.
It's extraordinary.
This has potential to be magic, yeah. You're going to be writing a second book. You know, you did last year's. This one's going to be incredible.
It's absolutely incredible. And, so we're basing this on the fact that over at The Athletic, John Martin has reported that he believes it will happen today,
mm-hmm.
and he will be shocked if it's not Memphis. That's where we're that's where we're taking this,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. That's what I heard you singing on your show. That's what I want to do on mine for 3 hours.
Did you?
This feels like a celebration.
Do you have the Precious songs there? Do you have any of the Precious songs?
I don't know if I'm any good on those. I don't want you to sing them.
I don't want you to sing them. I want you to pick the Precious song. If we need a Precious theme song, we actually had three lined up, and they were from all different sorts and all different eras.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew there were this many songs with the word Precious in it?
Mm-hmm.
But, Jeffrey, if we can't get them on demand, that's fine.
We can get them on demand. I just need to know which one you want first.
Anyone. Go ahead. Well, we're going to let Jason pick.
Well.
Play away.
We're letting me pick.
Okay, here's one. This is from my era, Jason. This is from 1972. This is Climax.
Precious and few are the moments we two can
No, I'm just saying. No, it's a beautiful song.
It is.
It makes me want to go out on my back patio.
Had you ever heard this
song? Take a nap.
It's a perfect arc, you know. He's got to build into it. He's got to.
Here it is.
Sing it, Jeff.
No, I did it once before.
I know it was great. I love the energy.
Now this is more. Now we'll go.
So would Penny.
This is more from Jeffrey's era. This next one is more from Jeffrey's era.
Well, not quite.
Not quite.
It's the 80s.
It's the 80s.
I was technically born in that decade,
he
yes.
He was born in that decade. Okay. We're going to get to the word Precious in a minute here.
I like the way you cross the street, cause you're
precious.
There you go. There it is. What do you think of that one?
I didn't give it a chance there early, but when the Precious comes in, I kind of like it. And, you know, on a Friday, I'm kind of feeling it. It also kind of meets. It moves you.
He plays at this pace.
Uh-huh. The motor is what
he's
it reminds
you. He's got the motor.
And that's
it reminds you of the motor.
Precious
that he
always
has.
Going. Okay, Precious and don't stop.
And then Jarvis gave us this one. Forward through some of the windup for this one a little bit. See if we can get to where she's belting it out a little bit. This is Jarvis's suggestion. Mm-hmm. Here we go. The third Precious song.
Oh. Now that's beautiful.
Did we miss the Precious? Oh, here it's probably coming up again. You have to take our word for it. The word Precious is in here.
Dude, that's a good song to dance at your wedding.
What'd you dance at your wedding?
Oh, I danced to Luther, but this is a good one. I imagine Jarvis probably danced to this.
Jarvis probably danced.
That's why it's probably special to him.
All right, so you're gonna have a 3-hour celebration of the Precious and Chew It Day.
What if it doesn't go down?
Tune in at 11:01, and you'll probably. Which of is it? Mother, father, sister, brother? Who are you going to have on? Or Precious himself?
God, hopefully, Precious calls into the show and does it right there at 11 o'clock.
Is he going to
tune on in?
Is he going to tweet this out, or how's he doing it?
It doesn't feel like a school announcement or anything like that. It feels like it's going to be like an IG or social media type thing, Jeff. You know, I'm not on the IG as tightly as I am on the Twitter.
Well, Jason, you guys have had a hell of a run, and congratulations.
Appreciate
and,
you, brother.
I look forward to hearing Precious today.
We're looking forward to it. Have a good weekend, brother.
That is the great Jason Smith. Jeffrey, give us an update on our poll. We have two polls going today, which is the best form of barbecue. We apologize in advance to brisket, which was just an omission. When we do these polls on the fly, we sometimes screw up. We went pulled pork, ribs, chopped, and nachos. We apologize for brisket. Currently leading,
according to my Twitter account, if it would pull up, and I'm not trying to stall, except I'm totally trying to stall. What is the best form of barbecue? Hashtag Jeff Calkins Show poll with 599 votes tallied, 38%. We have a dead tie, Jeff, between pulled pork and ribs.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a tie at 38%.
Thrilling.
God, the theatrics will just continue throughout the course of the shows. Barbecue nachos in third with 17%. Chopped pork comes in at 7%. Which will ultimately be the bigger event for sports in Memphis? Is it getting James Wiseman or is it getting the number two pick? With 56% of the vote, 652 votes tallied, getting James Wiseman comes in at the lead.
With how much? What percent?
56% of the vote, 56-44.
56-44. Were you surprised Jason went with Ja Morant?
No, because it's the right answer. He's a very, very brilliant man.
You think it's the right answer?
It's the right answer because the best argument I heard is that without James Wiseman, Penny would not have gotten the job. Now, I
don't know that I agree with that fully.
I'll
tell you this. Here's the truth. Without Penny, James Wiseman wouldn't have come to Memphis, and therefore, so it all starts with Penny.
That's the reason why I don't think the answer is getting James Wiseman. If the choices were getting the number two pick or getting Penny Hardaway, then I might change my answer.
What if they win the national championship next year with James Wiseman? Then it becomes James Wiseman.
Yes.
Obviously, this will play out. We'll know the answer in 10 years.
Correct.
Right?
I mean,
we're predicting.
It's not remarkably likely, but I mean, what if Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. in seven years win a title?
I can tell you this. What will have a bigger impact on your home?
Affordable blinds.
Affordable blinds.
Dadgum right.
If you call Chip Wiggins, 753-5822, this isn't guesswork like the other stuff. This is call him. He'll show up to your house with their mobile showroom. He will show you all the options. He will measure everything. You won't have to wrangle with it yourself. You won't have to go to a big box store and try to, which kind? No. He'll show you how it's, he'll give you an estimate. They've got the highest quality. Do you realize how much blinds, like this stuff can be really expensive and they're incredibly affordable and they're unbelievably fast. Within 1 to 3 weeks, it can be done. And I'm talking about whether it is the new motorized shutters, which are super cool. You can have them tie them up with Alexa, whether it's the cordless shutters, which are super cool because they won't strangle anybody and you can figure out how to use them. You just take your finger and put it at the bottom of the blind and push it up and it stays. Or whether it's plantation shutters, whether it's outdoor shutters, anything. He was recently at the Las Vegas show for all the new window treatments where they have all the new window treatments there. Anyway. Go to their Facebook page, their Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page. They got videos and all kinds of things. You can see what they're all about. Or you can give them a call again at 753-5822. When we return on the show, Chris Harrington will join us. We'll be talking about the Memphis Grizzlies. He may be a little bit late, which case we'll hold down the fort. But Chris Harrington will join us. And then after that, I think we may open the phones and have people actually weigh in on these important questions that we are asking today. There's also a lot more news that we haven't gotten to that we hope to get to. There was a game last night. Did you see this? The Curry battle, the Battle of the Curries. And guess what happened? The bad guys won again. You know what's interesting, though?
They're more fun to watch when Durant's not on the floor.
So much more fun to watch when Durant's not on the floor.
And it helps you and I build what is our consistently been our point. We just want to thank the good Lord. Back when we thought that Kevin Durant's championships couldn't get any cheaper, now that we see that there's still a championship team, even without him,
exactly.
He just give it.
Showing it, yeah. No, the whole thing is a complete, yeah. I mean, they're fun. I still root against them just because they've won too much.
Well, yeah, they're the heels. They're the bad guys of the NBA.
But they're a lot more fun when they don't have Kevin Durant on that team. All right, when we come back, Chris Harrington will join us, but it's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 10 a.m.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like,
oh.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional X-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Okay, the secret is out. Everybody wants to buy their cars and trucks at the wholesale price now. Probably because Wholesale Unlimited, just off Covington Pike on Pleasant View, has twice the selection of really nice pre-owned vehicles for every budget and credit score. Toyotas, Nissans and Hyundais, Mercedes, Jeeps, Silverados, Yukons. How about an Escalade or Mustang? If you have excellent credit or not so good credit, it does not matter. Everyone gets approved. Yes, you can get sports cars at wholesale, too. Unlimited choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.